Welcome to the Practical Defense Quick Tip of the Week. I'm your host, Alex Addix. Quick tips are small things, little habits, which will hopefully help keep you a little safer. This week's quick tip is about how to identify potential threats. Over the past 2 years, I've spoken a lot about awareness and avoidance. Those are your two greatest tools in steering clear of trouble. I've given many specific examples of things to look for when you're doing everyday activities, like walking down the street or when you pull into a parking lot. A few weeks back, I spent some time with Jim Wagner, and he summed up how to identify threats in a nice, easy statement. Look for things that are out of place. You know what normal is for your environment. You know what your neighborhood should look, sound, and smell like. So ignore the normal stuff. That's not where the threat is most likely to come from. Threats come from things that shouldn't be there. For example, things like a car parked on your block that you haven't seen before. In of itself, it's not a big deal. It's probably just a visitor. But it is something to make a note of. When you scan your environment, rarely will a single item that is out of place trigger an alert. What you want to do is key on multiple triggers. So back to the car example. Now add to it that an old lady lives in the house that the car is parked in front of. You know, perhaps her grandchildren are stopping in to check on her. You know, visiting grandma on a Tuesday morning at 10:30. That's nice of them. And then you add that you get a look at the guys who are driving the car. They are not dressed like they're visiting grandma and are covered in gang tattoos. Now the alarms go off. One item that was out of place, the car, can trigger a closer investigation that might lead to exposing a serious threat. But what you didn't do is spend brain cycles worrying about your neighbor's car that you see every day. So look for things that are out of place. They will help you identify the threats. If you have any quick tips you'd like to share with everyone, a comment on a show, or if you would like to suggest a topic for an upcoming episode, write into podcast@alexaddix.com. I'd love to hear from you. Until next time, stay aware, stay safe. Practical Defense is a member of the Gun Rights Radio Network at gunrightsradio.com. And that does it for this episode. Thank you for downloading and listening to the Practical Defense Podcast. For questions, commentary, and topic suggestions, send an email to podcast@alexaddix.com. That's podcast@alexaddix.com. And if you ever want to train with me, look me up on the web at alexaddix.com. Music by Kevin MacLeod.